Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
The Kings, people, dog, is who we are. Excuse my yelling, man, I'm kinda working on my roar. While the world tries to persecute me, the line of Judas with me, nothing you can do to me. If he be lifted up, he'll draw all men. Covered by his blood, hashtag all in. I'm suited up, man, I know you hear the armor clanking. Walking, fighting against the spirit, no time for fleshly banging.
No time for fleshly.
Ain't got no time for the naysayers. I can do all things, tough, I'm strengthened by my savior. Heal the sick, raise the dead, and make the lame walk. But you gotta fast and pray, I tell you, dog, that's kingdom talk.
Kingdom talk. Kingdom
I've been
talk.
Saved and I ain't turning back. Going hard for the kingdom till the day the sky cracks. Life eternally. Man, can you picture that? Paid for by the cross, daddy boy on his back.
On
the
his
kingdom
back.
Being preached sea to sea and coast to coast. Powered by the Holy Ghost.
I'm in beast mode. 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 Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. Beast mode. I'm in beast mode.
All right, all right, all right. Here we go. Back with Kingdom Talk Radio, man. After tonight, you know it's only two episodes left. It's your host, Tony Dyson. What's going on? Man, we live on Facebook Live right now, so tune in. You want to call in, 347-996-5129 is the number to dial. Like I said, man, in 2 weeks from tonight, Kingdom Talk Radio is done. Two shows left, man. I've already inboxed, you know what I'm saying, certain people, you know what I'm saying, to be guests on the show. Always know that you all are always welcome, you know what I'm saying, on Kingdom Talk Radio. I'm going to have a different light set up next time, y'all, because I did it a couple of weeks ago, and it's like the light was perfect. But let's go ahead and get this straight, man. Giving honor to God, whom every day I make the head of my life, to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow, to my pastor, Bishop Anthony Taylor of the New Hope Worship Center, to my wife, all of you, my father's children. What's happening? Everybody good? That's what's up, man. Let's do this, man. Let's cut to a song right quick. I'm going to try to fix this going on behind me right quick, man. So let's see here what we get ready to play right quick, man. Yes. Go play some Stand Up by Toy, man. Here we go. Yeah, wrong button. Here we go.
Jesus peace, keep peace around, won't work, bro. You need to get on your workflow and face the fact that it's better to act like you really want to live, really want to get blessed, really want to give, really want time with the family, time with the Lamb who died on the cross. I am not faking, won't be shaking nor forsaken, no heartbreaking. God painted me a Christian, he chose me for his heart making. All my real Christians need to stand up,
stand up.
If you love the Lord, get your hands up. Not faking, won't be shaking nor forsaken, no heartbreaking. God painted me a Christian.
He chose me for his heart maker.
All my real Christians need to stand up.
minute, can't speak too quickly. Here's the deal, Jesus real, he's alive and he provides. Yeah, but they say he dead. Man, don't believe them lies. If they don't believe in the truth, why believe they lies? They believe what they see with their eyes. They don't wanna believe in God, but the minute somebody died, they say they gone to heaven. Ain't that kind of odd? I believe in my God in the sky. Told me and you cannot see eye to eye. Do you come to the other side? Try to live a Christian life. Get salvation as your prize. I'm talking eternal life. So what's up?
All right, y'all, we back with more Kingdom Talk Radio, man. People are chiming, tuning in on Facebook Live. Share the video, man. What's happening? All right, so I'm addressing everybody, man, on my Facebook Live feed right now, man. That's what I'm talking about. Chat did not ignore you, man. I have that between next week and the last week. It's going to be a two-hour show. Sterl, I seen your daughter with personal questions. You got to hit me personally, you know what I mean? Because it's just being broadcasted right now. Mr. Smith, what's up, bro? Fly Eagles Fly to Craig Miller. What's going on, sir? How are you? So with two episodes left, man, I just really want to dig into some things, man. Don't forget, man, you can join the conversation live by dialing 347-996-5129 and be live on the air with us. You hear me? But this has been a great week, man. You know, Mother's Day is coming. And for those of you around, man, that still have your moms and grandmoms and, you know what I'm saying, aunts and whatever the case may be, shoot, adopt a mom, you know what I'm saying? Show them that you love them. I mean, it's more to life than the diamonds and gold. Once again, the number to the show is 347-996-5129. I'm using my phone. That's why I can't text. I'm sorry. Facebook Live. But life ain't all about diamonds and gold, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all about tangibles. Life is about the intangibles as well, man. You know, growing up, you know, we had a routine. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm not going to say growing up, but, you know, ever since I've been grown, you know, pretty much had a routine. No matter what I was doing on Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying, unless I was working. And even if I was working, you know, so I would make time to go see moms. You know, and, you know, this is my first Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying, without moms, you know. And it's a trip. Because all these pictures are popping up on my news feed from the previous 6, 7, 8 years, man. Because, you know, Mother's Day is not always on the same day, just the same day. Well, the same date, but the same day. And it's just a trip, man, seeing all the pictures from the last, like, 8 years, man. You know what I'm saying? Just being over there with her. And especially pictures from even the last Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? It's a trip, man. Like, truly. The thing is, man, you know, those of us who have the joy of being parents now, we're not always perfect. You know what I'm saying? We attempt to raise our young people, raise our kids, you know what I'm saying, to have it better than we had it, to do better than we did, you know what I'm saying, to try to live a simpler life than we did. And because of that very situation, sometimes, man, you know, our children may not feel like we have their best interests at heart. And they think that they may be hard on, that, you know, say that we are hard on them, or, you know, we're overbearing on them. And the thing is, you know, when you have great children, you know what I'm saying, you have good children, and they start getting of age, you also have to let them know their responsibility as a person, as a human being. You have to let them know, you know what I'm saying, that life ain't all, you know what I'm saying, popcorn and gumballs, you know what I'm saying, that there's some stuff out here. And because, you know, of that, times we have to say no to things. Times you're not going to be able to go places and do things, you know what I'm saying, to keep things in place. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, it makes the kids, you know what, my bad if y'all really couldn't hear me on the air, Facebook Live. I know y'all are good. I had the mic right way behind the computer. My bad, y'all, for those of y'all who listening online right now. But the thing is, at the end of the day, it's a balance. You don't want to always fuss at your kids and not build them up. You don't always not want to, you know what I'm saying, shower your kids with gifts without responsibility. It's a balance. And we have to learn how to cherish the foundation of the home. You know, those of us who are grateful to have mom and dad still living, especially mom, you know, and especially dad, you know, either one, you owe it, man, to them just to slide by and just to say hi. You know, send them a text message or a phone call without wanting anything. Just, hey, what's going on, dude? You know, so like my pop, man, I hit him up. Hey, what's up, pop? How you doing, man? Just got to check on you. You know, if he don't answer his phone, I'll leave him a voicemail. Pop, I didn't want nothing, man. Just called to check on you. And it's like, it's going to suck this Mother's Day, man. You know, not to be able to go to over mom's house, you know, and see it. So I said all that to say this, and I know I rambled a little bit, y'all. But if you're thankful enough, man, to have your mom still living, dude, put all that bull crap to the side. You know what I'm saying? We all have our own ways, especially when we get grown. We got our own ways, and they clash. You know what I'm saying? They clash. But the thing is that no matter what your attitude is like, no matter what the circumstance comes upon, your mother's going to always love you. And if you're grateful enough to have, you know what I'm saying, thankful enough to have her still living, If you don't do nothing else, man, but just go and look her in the eye and tell her, thank you. Mama, love you. Thank you for what you've done for me. You know what I'm saying? Let it be known. You don't want to be placed in a position, man, to where it's too late and you all have had your differences and you didn't get a chance to reconcile. You didn't get a chance to tell her how you really feel. You didn't get a chance. You know, a lot of times we take things and people for granted, man. I mean, I think kids, you know what I'm saying, they take their parents for granted because, you know, you see your dad and your mom's. Your dad is like Superman. Your mom is like Wonder Woman. You know, nothing ever gets them down. They steady moving. You know, you see them conquer things. You see them destroy things. You know, you see them overcome certain things, and you never felt the brunt of it. But a lot of times we just forget to just say thank you. Mama, daddy, thank you, you know. But I'm going to let that be, man, you know. This Mother's Day, if you don't have a mom, you know, if your mom's not living, you know what I'm saying, after you go pay your respects, you know, we all know possibly another young lady, you know what I'm saying, who may not have her kids. Her kids may not come see her. Her kids may have passed on, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. Take her a card, You know what I'm saying? Do something nice for her. You don't know how that'll move somebody. Like, seriously. Like, real talk. Back to the show, man. Before I get all weepy eyed and stuff, man. Also, man, to Chad Mitchell, I refuse to address what you are putting out there on my Facebook Live feed right now. I rebuke you, and we're gonna keep it pushing. So check it out, man. The show tonight is called the Religious Bait and Switch. As Kingdom Talk winds down, man, these last couple of episodes between next week and the week after, and it will be a 2-hour show, man, definitely to just, you know, pay my respects, you know, and I will be calling people out by name, you know what I'm saying? Those of you all who are who've been invited, you know what I'm saying, I pray that you are able to attend. Those of you all who have the number to call in, please do. Even right now on Facebook Live, man, if you got any questions, you know, shoot them through, man. You know, this is how it's going to be for the, you know, last two episodes. Jim Connor, what's going on, bro, man? Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you, man, on all levels. So, the Religious Bait and Switch, man. So, this came to me, man, last week. Because I'm just looking at how the shift has taken place in the kingdom right now. And a lot of times, man, I allow my mind to travel back, you know what I'm saying, to biblical times and try to build my life upon biblical principles, you know what I'm saying? And I look back, man, to where even that point in time when Christ established the church, and I look at him establishing the church with upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the church, the ecclesia, the called out, was being established right there. And so many times people talk about, you know what I'm saying, the church being the brick and mortar, and Christ meant upon this rock. For me, I look at Christ saying upon this rock, speaking as himself, I am your rock. You know what I'm saying? I am your stronghold, so upon me, I'm going to build my ecclesia. I'm going to take it upon my shoulders. It's not the word say that. A son is born, a child is given. A son is given with the government placed upon his shoulders. So when we start talking about kingdom lifestyle, man, we start talking about, you know what I'm saying, that government-type life. And it looks like that even when that time was upon when Christ established the true church, the temple existed with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And if you look at Christ, when he went into the temple, you know, there were things going on. They were gambling and whatever the case may be. And it did not please him. So I look at the transition of church even now today. I remember, you know, church back in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? Most people in a particular neighborhood went to a particular church because it did one of two things. Number one, it put all the people in that community on the same wavelength, you know what I'm saying, as far as information or whatever, to hold that community together, whether they needed a grocery store, whether Sister Johnson needed a loaf of bread. That community congregated together at that church, and it help that community out. Well, along the lines, over the years, church has migrated. Another thing that you look at churches way back in the day, they had a house affixed on the church in which the pastor would stay. So therefore, the pastor's expenses, lights and gas and things like that, were the church's expenses in that fashion. Not the pastor being paid to preach per se, but I did a show on that. Matter of fact, a few. We look at back in the day that the community was much more close-knit, that, you know, the common folks went to church, you know, with the officers. I'm talking about the police officers and the doctors and the lawyers. Everybody kind of went to church together. You know what I'm saying? It was like it was your duty and a privilege to go to church. Most of the time after church, dinner would be served downstairs with the pastors and the ministers and the community. You know, if people have family dinners after church, then they will go do so and gravitate so. But most of the time, you know what I'm saying, that was dinner served on a lower level. You could talk to the pastor, you talk to the ministers, whatever the case may be, address the things in the community. Even back in that time, when something was going to happen in the community, the government even sought the local leaders of the church to see what was going on. Hey, you know, this is what's coming. What can we, whatever the case may be. And it seems like that those traditions, those morals have been eroded and worn away. We're now living in a time 20, 30 years later that we have mega churches, but we got mega mess going on, you know what I'm saying, in the mega churches, to where if you're not a member of a certain prestige and if you're not given a certain amount, you can't even get to the pastor anymore. The bait and switch is taking place to where when Christ established his church, man, it was all about spirituality. It was all about guidance. It was all about that relationship with God. But now people more desire the relationship with the individual. They give praise and worship. They give more musicians more respect and more honor and more praise than they do God. The bait and switch is taking place where we used to get foundational teaching, where we used to get stuff that we can take, you know what I'm saying, where you could go to church and take a to-go bag of information home for you to unravel and eat throughout the week to therefore progress your life. To now, it's an emotional high because the pastor wants to hoop and the choir just wants to sing to get you revved up and put you back out in the same mess without arming you. And then the thing is that we don't study to show ourselves approved anymore. So if you're not studying the word of God, if you're not eating any other day of the week, I mean, picture this analogy. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you drink nothing but water. For all six of those days, nothing but water. I ain't talking about no juice, nothing but water, just regular old water, tap water, not even bottled water. And on Sunday, you decide that you want to go and eat a steak dinner with all the fixings. Now, in the midst of you eating that steak dinner with all the fixings, because you haven't eaten all week, the taste, the savory, the aroma of the steak and the baked potatoes and whatever else the case may be that you may have is initially very enticing. But what happens is that as it gets down to your stomach and your stomach starts to, you know what I'm saying, start to process it, like, wait a minute, I haven't had, like, real food or substance all week. And now here you go wanting to throw this heavy stuff upon me, it's going to make your body sick. You're going to make yourself sick. Too many times we want to go about life doing what we want to do 6-7 days of the week and then want to run up in church like 2 hours is going to change our life. But if we're not living it, if we haven't come before God all week in prayer, in mindset, in heart, in attitude, what will Sunday actually change? So the bait and switch is now taking place to where the actual feeding with knowledge and understanding has stopped, and we start to be injected with emotional sayings, with emotional scriptures, with emotional actions, you know what I'm saying, that gets us high. And when I say high, I'm talking about that makes us feel good. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with feeling good at church. But the thing is at the end of the day, when this feel-good wears off, when I take off this suit and kick off these Stacey Adams, when I'm back in my shorts and my T-shirt, or when I'm dealing with stuff in front of the computer, or when I'm dealing with stuff in my workplace, or when I'm dealing with stuff in my house, or I'm even dealing with stuff in my bed, that song is not going to help me right now. I need some tangible word of God that I can go to meditate on, to strengthen me, that I can put into action that's going to change my life. Flat out. I remember the time back in the day to where if a pastor was not living up, and when I say living up, then I mean educating and training, you know what I'm saying, the flock, he was ousted. Hey, we're not learning anything. So what are you really doing? The time has come right now, and y'all, trust and believe, I understand the word 100%. Come as you are. Come as you are. I say come as you are, but don't leave the same. Because if you're broken and you come to church broken, there ought to be something that's going to glue you back together, man. There ought to be something that's going to build you up. That's going to be something. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be healed all at once, but you can be, depending on what your situation is. But the thing is that if you come broken, there ought to be something, whether it's God's spirit in the place or a word that goes forth, that ought to be able to start to patch you back together. I've heard of horror stories to where preachers or pastors have called one preacher to preach, didn't expect this type of audience to show up, and booted that preacher from preaching that particular day. So now it's all about showboating and showmanship. We're doing it for the people, but we're not doing it for ourselves. See, at the end of the day, man, you know, we continue to do things for people. That's going to wear thin, y'all. It is going to wear very thin, and we're going to get very sick and tired of it. So now the bait and switch is taking place, separation between church and state. Wow. So if it's, I really need somebody to follow me with this. Or those of you who are listening or watching on Facebook Live, I need for y'all to really explain this to me. So if separation between church and state has really is really what it is, number one, how is it that rules that are against the church because we follow a because we follow what God say, how can the state enforce it? Huh. I'm going to cut to a song while y'all meditate on that, man. This is Vanity by C. Michael. We'll be right back with more Kingdom Talk in 3 minutes and 28 seconds. Chime in on what I just asked you all. We'll be right back.
We all want to make it. Make it real big. I guess this is how we live. Or why we live.
All love is vanity.
But I thought we supposed to do this
all
for a bigger purpose.
All
it's a secret thing, vanity.
12 years plus, I've been pushing, trying to top the game, steady pushing. Gotta get these lines right, really get these lines right. Saying I promote Christ, but really want the limelight. When the time's right, I'ma settle in. Maybe chart a little pay to make my record spin. Sugarcoat sin, elevate grace. Turn a blind eye to pride just to save face. Homie, I swear this ain't a safe place for us to make it. Most think that this should take place so we can share the stage and parlay with so and so. A little compromise turns into more and more. But the Great Commission is to make disciples. How can we do this if we love the world and live trite? I had to get it right and flee calamity. If the gospel not my purpose, then it's vanity.
Oh yeah, I see you looking. Oh yeah, you see me shining. See, the fame was a good thing. And that green brought me earth thing. But it took away from God's thing. Such a tragedy.
Yeah.
Don't waste your faith on this.
Single tragedy. After single. CD after CD, forever on my grind, but I still do not see the results of the plan to be the man. See me, that pride is a subtle thing, dormant, sneaky. Started out focused, giving hope to the hopeless. Now we gotta be on Zilla, aligned with the dopest. Do a monkey dance for a chance to be noticed. But the hope of our calling is lost, out of focus. This ain't just me, or ain't just we. It's for the entire body to be set free. Really set free for his kingdom work. Not for selfish gain, that ain't how his kingdom work. He got my life till I leave this earth. When my spirit rise and my flesh is in the dirt. No more chasing after fame and it's simple worse. Cause I live my life for Christ and he gives me worth.
work.
Oh, yeah. I see you looking.
Oh yeah, you see me shining. See the fame was a good thing, and that green brought me earth thing. But it took away from God's thing. Such a tragedy. Don't waste your faith on this vanity.
Yeah, boy, that was my boy C. Micah with Vanity, man. If you don't have that last album, Faith Music, I suggest that you get it. So we're back with more Kingdom Talk right here on Blog Talk, man. And I asked a very pronounced question right before we went to break. So wherever you are, however you're streaming or listening, if you can, if you can answer it, please chime on in. So the thing is, the question that I asked that is that if there's a separation between church and state, how can the state make the church enforce something that the state put in place? Huh. How can the state say that the church is discriminating if whatever the state is trying to make the church do goes against the laws of the church? Once again, the bait and switch. Y'all, we really got to hold ourselves accountable. See, many times we attempt to point our fingers into other people's lives. You know what I'm saying? See, I remember the time when you went to church, it was all about, you know, number one, making myself a better person so I can help the next person be a better person. But now the thing is that if I'm watching you and you're not doing what you're supposed to do, then how am I supposed to be a better person? Look, your walk is your own, man. You can't blame nobody for your fall but you. If you trip and you mess up, blame you. The devil can't make you do anything that you do not want to do, and that's just flat out plain and simple. The other thing that the bait and switch is taking place is, is I feel that when some churches or some pastors get a certain prestige, that we make them God. We make them like God. We honor, we cherish, reverence. I mean, I understand giving someone their just due, pastor, preacher, or whatever the case may be, but it's to the point to where we're putting them on the same pedestal that we put God on. So when man falls or when man stumbles, I'm going to turn this light back on, man. When man falls or man stumbles, it is such a, maybe not, it is such a hard fall to some individuals because they feel like that their pastor or, you know, their church or whatever the case may be was that much better, or my pastor wouldn't do that, or my pastor is not like that, or whatever the case may be. You know, the bait and switch with religion is taking place right now for the simple fact we've been divided and we've been conquered. Well, we've been taught in life right now that if they don't make the same money as you, if they don't look like you, if they don't dress like you, if they don't speak like you, walk like you, talk like you, if they don't live like you, ride like you, listen to what you listen to, then they're different. Separate yourselves. You don't believe me? Look at the different forms of Christianity. Yeah, this light is killing me, man. Look at the different forms of Christianity that's out there right now. You look at one group, you know what I'm saying, seems to think and feel like they're better than the other. for whatever reason, man, I really don't know. But between Apostolic, Baptist, Lutheran, Protestant, whatever the case may be, we've been divided and we've been conquered over the years. I really just found out, man, I really didn't just find out, but like the AME church was started out of racism because the whites said that the blacks were too noisy going service, so the Africans left the church and started their own church. And it's crazy, man, that we're so divided. And every time we try to attempt to come together, something else comes and divides us. Hey, look at this. And then they take something else from us. We're at a point in time to where many different people who live many different lifestyles are being ridiculed based on their beliefs. Because you believe in God, because you don't believe in God, because you believe in Allah, because you believe in Buddha. Look, I believe in Jesus, man, flat out, point blank. And there's nothing no one can do to change that. I believe in God. And the reason why I believe in God may not be, and it's probably not going to be the reason why you believe in God. I know what God has personally brought me through and what he has changed me from. But now we're looking at the point in time to where I remember where respect for God was put in place, to where certain things were not said out loud or on TV, certain things were not done. You know what I'm saying? I don't see openly TV shows and movies or whatever the case may be deliberately defacing Buddha or Allah. But Christ and God, man, are always in the midst of that. Why is that? I really want somebody to tell me what's really going on. The bait and switch is now taking place because as Christ taught spirituality, as we were made in God's image and his likeness, and we were given dominion, we were spiritual beings, man. And we were made carnal through Adam. But Christ came back, man, to quicken our spirits and to make us alive, that we once again may have power and reign with him. But the thing is now is that we've been taught carnality all over again. How many people do this? Or how many followers? Or how many supporters? But the thing is at the end of the day, when we transition from this world, when we transition from this dimension, it doesn't matter how many people. It's about you. It's about your walk. It's about your lifestyle. It's about your thought process. It's about your actions. That's what you're going to be responsible for at the end of the day. The bait and switch is taking place, man, to where we're being desensitized on a daily basis, to where we stop standing up for things. And I said this a little bit last week, that any time there are young people can be murdered in cold blood in the streets without no one saying anything, without no one doing anything, without no one speaking up, our morals have been replaced. Anytime our elderly can be abused, can be robbed and beaten half to death on a public street, in a public place, and no one stands up to say anything, the bait and switch has taken place. We have now started to reject, y'all, like seriously, when was the last time you seen a lion reading How to Be King of the Jungle? You won't, because it's in his DNA. We're God's children of the Most High. It's in our DNA. But the thing is, if we're not living up to our potential, then we are living beneath our means. It's kind of like the prodigal son. Was a son, had everything at his disposal. He got what he thought was his, and he ran off. The bait and switch. He was tempted with riches, and he forsake his future. He forsake his right. He forsake his heritage for riches. Father, give me what is mine. And as the word states, that he went out and he lived a riotous life. And as he went out and he lived that riotous life, he spent all that he had. And the Bible says that after he spent all that he had, that he returned to his father. Well, actually, before he returned to his father, he was eaten with pigs. And then he came to his sisters and said, wait a minute, even my father's servants eat good. And he began to come back home. Humanity has to get to a point to where we come back home. I understand, man, that everybody's not going to believe in God. I understand that everybody's not going to accept Christ. I'm okay with that because I have. And I hope that my life speaks something that shows that. Love and compassion, they don't cost a thing. But as we can sit and watch our elderly be abused in the street and robbed at gunpoint, as we can sit in our neighborhoods and afraid to point out the individuals that are harassing our streets, if we begin to stay quiet, see, silence is agreeance. But the bait and switch is taking place to stop snitching. But then when it happens to one of our family members, well, somebody knew something. Somebody knows something, but nobody wants to say anything. St. Louis especially, there are churches on the corner of every corner, of every corner's corner. And I just wish, and y'all, I know I'm naive at times, but I just wish that these churches would start coming together with one another to try to change the block that they're on. Whether it's those two or three churches, adopt the block, keep the block clean, pick up the paper at night. And I know that it's dangerous, but these churches that are on this particular block, you know what I'm saying, try to actually assess the needs of that community, figure out what's really going on. See, because you got the Baptist church on this corner and the Lutheran or Protestant church on that corner, nobody wants to knock on another door. Nobody wants to knock on another door and say, hey, we attend this church down here. We both are on the same block, so that means we're impacting lives in the same neighborhood. What's the common mission? But churches don't want to do that. See, the bait and switch is taking place to where if you're called by a name, and I mean something other than son, but I mean reverend, pastor, deacon, doctor, if you're called by a name, you have some type of prestige. How can you have any prestige if your life is still a mess? So the bait and switch is taking place to where we start to live we start to live fancy lives by having fancy things. I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to think fancy thoughts and let them meditate on fancy thoughts to let them manifest. The bait and switch is taking place to now. It seems like that when a marriage hits a situation that, see, back in the day, people who stayed married for 40, 50, 60, 70 years, people can't stay married for 40 minutes now. Yes, problems are going to happen. Yes, things are going to arise. Yes, you're going to get mad. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Family is going to get on your nerves, whether it's your family, you know what I'm saying, your spouse's family. It's going to happen. But now we're so caught up and lovers of ourselves at this point in time to where it's like, I could do away with this husband, I could do away with this wife and get me another one. The bait and switch for righteousness has taken place, man, to where as long as I do what feels good to me, can't nobody else correct me. You're wrong. And the people that's doing the correcting, there's a way to do correction. Just because you have a position or you have information, it does not give you, what's the word I'm looking for? It does not make you higher and mightier than somebody else. There's a way to do it. See, man, we're at a point in time to where it's funny how people will try to tell what you're doing in your relationship, in your situation, but it's mess going on all around them constantly. So they've singled you out. of their mess to try to tell you how to live or try to tell someone else how you're living. I know it's going to hit home right there. In 3, 2, got it. So the thing is now, the bait and switch is taking place to where we want to hold people accountable, but we don't want to be accountable for ourselves. Oh, well, I'm going to tell so-and-so that his girlfriend cheating on him, but I'm going to go sleep with so-and-so husband. Wow. The bait and switch for self-respect. Self-respect has been replaced with self-righteous. Not self-righteousness, self-righteous acts. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to live how I want to live. And at the end of the day, it's all destruction. The enemy is good with the bait and switch. You get mad at your husband. You get mad at your wife. You figure, yeah, I'm going to go out on the town right quick. You know, I'm just going to drive around. In the midst of driving around, you stop and, hey, I'm going to stop by the gas station and get me a soda. And as soon as you step up in the gas station, there is something in that gas station that catches your eye, that baits you in. Now, since this situation has baited you in, it has now switched your attention. So now you're no longer concerned about home because that's not making you happy. You're concerned about what's going on out here, outside of your home. Y'all, I'm going to tell you like this, man. Don't get caught up in the bait and switch. It's not worth it. Us people that's carrying titles in our churches, man, we got to start banging on each other's doors like, look, we need to come up out of this church. We need to get in this community and put in work. There are people out here hurting. There are people out here dying. There are people out here that are forgotten about. The situation I dealt with at the bank today. Lady came in today, man, and was just like, you know, she had a sauerkraut look on her face. Like, seriously, sauerkraut and buttermilk look. And so I got her to my desk and just started talking to her. And within about 5 minutes of me talking to her, she actually livened up. You don't know what someone else is going through in their lives. And I've said this many times. Never miss the opportunity to show someone compassion. You could be the deterrent of something that they was planning. They could be planning to take themselves out. They could be planning to take somebody else out. A hello has never hurt. But once again, the bait and switch has happened to where, see, I'm the type of person, if I'm walking through the grocery store and we make eye contact, whether you male or female, I'm going to speak, hey, how you doing? It's so taboo now that people look at you like, eh? You know, like, what's wrong with him? We're at the point in time to where, you know, even when my wife is with me and my kids, to where if we're coming to a door of a restaurant or something, me and my whole family would step to the side to let the next couple in or to let a young lady or a gentleman in, and we'll follow in between. Or afterwards, you know what I'm saying? Common respect for each other has truly been lost. The bait and switch is taking place to where now the world laughs at the church. Why is that? I mean, I don't have the answer. But at the end of the day, we're required to love. We're required to be steadfast, unmovable. We're required to hang in there, man, when someone hangs us out to dry. We're required to keep walking along our path, even when we have been walked upon. We're required to still love when someone shows us so much hate. At the end of the day, that example of Christ on the cross, man. He took lashes for you. He took beatings for me. He took nails for them, and he died for us. A lot of us now get offended when someone steps on our flipped the wrong way or looking at us the wrong way. And I've noticed in a lot of churches, the bait and switch is taking place to where some churches are teaching their people to have a snotty attitude. There's nothing wrong with carrying yourself in royalty, but you can do so in a humble fashion. The religious bait and switch is taking place because I feel like that over time, the true gospel has been forgotten. I feel it's been done away with, that it's been washed up. And now it's like man lives by their own code. That man now wants to do what man wants to do. And in many places, it's acceptable. I've seen churches to where a Bible doesn't even get open. There's just a happy-go-lucky, emotional, motivational speaking sermon going forward with a little bit of relevance to the Bible. But there's no digging. There's no teaching. There's no effective leadership. Oh, but there's money coming in. So it's like we've been taught that no matter what we do, the sins that we carry, the thoughts that we make, or the lifestyle we live, we can give ourselves out of it. Wrong. Absolutely. We must have a repentant mind and a repentant heart to change from our ways. But the bait and switch has taken place to make us believe we can do what we want to do, however long that we want to do it, and still be okay with God. When the word specifically says that he will turn us over to a reprobate mind. The bait and switch is taking place to where we no longer, out of the kindness of our hearts, look forward to the next person's well-being. Instead, we look for the next topic of discussion about their lives. As Kingdom Talk winds down, man, with these last two episodes, I don't quite know what the episode is going to be next week, man. And the final episode is going to be more of a tribute, man. We'll just do some Q&A. But I'm really asking this. Where are we individually? Let's critique our own lives. Am I loving God the way that I think I should love God? Am I loving myself? And I don't mean falsely. I mean, am I loving myself the way that I should be loving myself? Am I loving others the way that I should be loving others? Unconditionally. Not because of what I can get from them, but possibly what I can give to them. It's wild out here, people. People are dying to the left and people are dying to the right. And we don't know when it's going to come knocking at our door. If you don't know God, man, all I can ask is ask him. With a pure heart, God, show me you. He'll show up. I promise you. He will show up. But the question is, when he shows up, is it going to be something that we really want to hear? The bait and switch is taking place with our families. The substitution. Money has substituted true love for convenience, for houses, for cars, for a name. I don't know what to say, y'all. I'm wrapping up. Got two shows left. And I think these last two shows are going to be two of the deepest shows that Kingdom Talk has touched upon. I can say this, though. Continue to be you. There's only one. Whatever God has called you to do, continue to push with it, man. He will not suffer your foot to be moved, and you faint not. In due season. Your season is not everybody else's season. Watermelons have a much bigger blessing than tomatoes. But yet they take longer to bear. Somebody will catch that. It's Tony Dyson, man. I'm out. Kingdom Talk Radio, man. Until next week. No thing, no song needed for tonight, man. But I just really want to bring attention to the bait and switch, because we've really gotten away from God's law to what man thinks. So the creation is now trying to teach the creator. I don't know about that, man. Look inside your heart. Figure out what God has for you. You're going to encounter people all day long that's not going to live like you. They're not going to think like you. They're not going to love like you. But that's your job. Love them anyway. Love them anyhow. Your blessings will be there for you. It's Tony Dyson, man, signing off for Kingdom Talk Radio. Next week, 7 o'clock. I love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you.